Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We want to welcome all of you in the name of the parish and the entire parish family to this Christmas morning Mass. And between the, our ongoing observances and safety precautions with COVID and today's weather here in Northeast Ohio, we realize that a number of people are staying safely and doing the right thing by being at home. To our live streaming community, we extend to you a very warm and blessed Christmas as we come to celebrate this Eucharist at St. Malachy's Parish. For those of you I have not had the pleasure of meeting, especially our at-home community, my name is Father Michael Gernick. I serve as the administrator here at St. Malachy's, and it is my pleasure to be with you throughout these holy days of Christmas season. Our celebrant today is Father Ned Wiest, a friend and a familiar face here at St. Malachy's. We're delighted that he will preside for us. And again, to you and yours, wherever you find yourselves this holy day, a very blessed Christmas. God bless you.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, "Your God is King." Hark! Your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Jerusalem. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all of the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Oh, sing, sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Let the heavens rejoice and earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. Then will all the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes, he comes, he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice. He will govern the peoples with his truth. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father, your blessing.
Leo, may the Lord be in your heart and on your lips.
Good news and great joy to all the world. Today is born our Savior Christ the Lord. Alleluia.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave the power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Forgot to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I don't know if anybody was singing "I Dream of a White Christmas," but your dreams came true. So it's good to be with you this morning, and you know, I was thinking there are some experiences in our lives that are so tremendous, so awesome, that it's difficult to describe. How do you put them into words? What word do you choose to express these awesome experiences? You know, I think of the many times I've watched somebody win the Super Bowl and is named the MVP. And afterwards, of course, they shove the microphone in their face and say, what do you think? How do you feel? What is this? How can you describe how you feel? And they say things like, it's incredible. I can't find the words to describe it. It's awesome. Wonderful. And then maybe the reporter would ask the MVP, well, what are you going to do now? And of course they say, I'm going to Disney World. You can almost hear the ching ching, you know, of the cash register. They got that message in to the whole world. And I'm not putting that down at all, or that person down. That's kind of the way it goes. And I'm certainly not putting down Disney World. But again, have you ever had an awesome experience that you had trouble trying to express and put into words? You know, maybe it's someone, a parent, who looks into the face of their newborn child. What do you say? How do you describe that? What word do you choose? Or maybe it's falling in love. How do you express that? Maybe it's going down to Lake Erie and standing there at Edgewater Park and looking out on a beautiful evening, and you watch the sunset. It's awesome. And again, it's hard to put into words. Or maybe you've gone over to Severance Hall and you've had the beautiful experience of listening to the Cleveland Orchestra, maybe playing Beethoven's Ninth, the Ode to Joy, or Handel's Messiah. Those are powerful experiences that are hard to put into words. But now I'd like you to imagine this, and this is something that came to me last week. I was channel surfing, you know, on the TV, and I came across on public television the NOVA program about the Apollo spacecrafts and the Apollo program. And this one happened to be about Apollo 8. And it was an aha moment for me, a moment that gave me my Christmas homily, and I'd like to share it with you. It's Christmas Eve, 1968, and you are in the Apollo 8 spacecraft. You have just accomplished the greatest scientific and technological achievement of the human race up to that time. You have gone to the moon and orbited it. You have gone to the dark side of the moon, not knowing if you would be able to get into orbit and come around to the light side, or would you just continue off in the darkness? You weren't sure at that time. Three astronauts in the darkness in a technological spacecraft, a technological achievement. And as you enter the dark side of the moon, you are cut off from all communication to the Earth. You feel the pain of that, of not being connected. It seems to take forever on the dark side. But you do achieve orbit, and you come around. And as you come around from the dark side of the moon, there on the horizon, getting bigger and in the distance, is this blue jewel shining in the darkness. It's the Earth. It's awesome. And you were so glad to see that light, that shining light, that blue jewel in the distance. And there before your eyes were billions of people just like you on that Earth. You see the whole Earth and realize there's something bigger than you, someone bigger than you. It's Christmas Eve, and you are to broadcast a message to the whole world. What are you going to say? What words are you going to choose to describe this moment in your life, in the life of the human race? How do you find the right words? You are Americans from the United States of America. And you are to broadcast a message to the whole world on Christmas Eve. What would you say? NASA and your own government left it up to you to choose your words, to find the right words. And remember, this is 1968, the end of a year that was filled with unrest and terrible events. You might say, well, hey, how about Christmas Eve 2020, huh? Oh, what a year. Somebody said to me, you know what, I never stay up on New Year's Eve. I go to bed before New Year's Eve, the new year comes in. But you know what? This year I'm staying up because I want to make sure 2020 goes away. I'm done with it. Expresses the feelings of many people. For those of us who lived through 1968, and those of you who know it from history, here's a brief sketch. 1968 begins with the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. Up to that time, we thought, well, it's been rough, but the war's going pretty good. We're going to win there. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. And on that very day, my brother Dan tried to land in Vietnam to begin his military tour. The plane couldn't land. Every base was under attack. And finally, they were running out of gasoline, and they had to land at Tan Son Nhut, right in Saigon there. And they landed under fire. And that's how he began 1968 in Vietnam. And after that Tet Offensive, our president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, realized that this is it. I can't do this. And he decided not to run for president. And the next thing you know, Bobby Kennedy steps up and says, I'm a candidate for the presidency of the United States. In 1968, Israel had just fought another war back in 1967 to protect their very existence. And in that war, they seized Jerusalem and the West Bank, and they haven't left. They're holding their ground. In 1968, Martin Luther King continues to lead the civil rights movement until he's assassinated in Memphis. Race riots break out. Bobby Kennedy wins the primary in California. And that very night, he is assassinated. The sexual revolution is in full swing. Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco is the epicenter of it, and also of the hippie movement. The Democratic Convention in Chicago becomes the focal point of protest about the war and race and police brutality. And on July 25th, 1968, happened to be my birthday, Pope Paul VI publishes the encyclical Humanae Vitae, a beautiful letter to the human race about the dignity of human sexuality, marriage and family life, and what it means to be human in this world. But it becomes known as the birth control encyclical. And the church is painfully divided. So at the end of this year, 1968, there you are in the Apollo spacecraft just having this awesome experience coming around out of the darkness and seeing the Earth. Powerful experience. And you're to proclaim a message to the world. They have you tuned in to everybody. So, they give you the responsibility of choosing the words. And thank God they did. Probably there were some politicians that would like you to say something about, hey, tell them how we beat the Russians to the moon. We're the greatest. This is wonderful. Well, they didn't do that. Or maybe there were some scientists who, you know, figure they can figure everything out. They don't need God. And I don't put scientists down. I think we certainly need science. But science needs faith and religion too, and morals. And maybe they would say, look at this technological achievement. We've taken the human race to the moon. Americans to the moon. Wow. So happens that that rocket is result of rockets that were developed back in World War II by Wernher von Braun, who was bombing London with them. And then he kept developing them and end up, you know. Thank goodness we got Wernher von Braun. The Russians didn't, I guess, but they got some too. They developed their rockets. And there weren't human beings on top of those rockets. There were nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs. And so, our scientific achievements so often turn to the dark side. But neither politicians nor scientists were given the responsibility to speak something to the human race on that Christmas Eve. But what was their message on Christmas Eve, 1968? How did they express this awesome moment and express an experience that is beyond words? What words did they choose? They chose the Word of God. When they heard that they were now on, you're on with the whole human race, what do you have to say? This is the message that they proclaimed. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw how good the light was. God then separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening came, and morning followed, the first day. Thank God those were the words spoken to us that Christmas Eve. Last night I shared them on Christmas Eve here, and I share them with you today. There are no better words. How can you tell the story of this, of Christmas? St. John put it this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. He was present to God in the beginning, and through him all things came into being, and apart from him nothing came to be. Whatever came to be in him found life, light for the life of men. The light shines on in the darkness, a darkness that did not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of an only Son coming from the Father, filled with enduring love. That's how he began the greatest story ever told. That's how he tried to put it into words. The Word became flesh and still dwells among us. The darkness has not overcome the light. And that Word is our way, our truth, and our life. As we say goodbye to 2020 and 1968 and move with faith into 2021. God help us, and God bless all of you on this Christmas of 2020.